Welcome to our newest sponsor, As You Wish Magical Experiences. As You Wish Magical Experiences, Fairy Godmothers come to your resort, vacation rental, or home at the time that works best for you. You and your entire family can relax and enjoy the transformation in the comfort of your resort away from the excess crowd and noise. No need for a park ticket. Your princess, knight, or pirate will be ready for their adventure as soon as they walk through the gates of the park or whatever their special destination is for the day. Our fairy godmothers give individualized attention to every transformation complete with magical moments. What better way to start the day than to have your own fairy godmother bring the magic to you?
You can find them at www.asyouwishmagicalexperiences.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 459 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, we did talk a little bit about some news that happened over the last couple weeks last week. One of the big announcements was Fantasmic coming back. Well, Sam was down there for a great interview with the panel that were responsible for the enhancements that were done to the show, and we have that audio tonight. So, sit back, listen in. After we hear the panel, we're going to then listen to the Fantasmic show in its entirety. Pretty cool show. Definitely looking forward to the enhancements, and I can't wait to get down there and see it myself.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, good evening. Hi,
hello.
We're so excited to have you all here tonight. Allie and I are proud and so honored to be the Walt Disney World Ambassadors to represent all of our incredible cast and crew during the World's Most Magical Celebration and to be here with you all tonight. We had an opportunity to watch Fantasmic yesterday with our Disney's Hollywood Studios cast members, and let me tell you, it was unbelievable. So I'm really excited for all of that to happen all over again and to share that moment with you all this evening. But before we get started, you all get a special sneak peek into a special panel that we have for you all tonight.
We're so excited. As Ray Vaughn mentioned, the energy last night was incredible in the crowd, and we're really looking forward to you all experiencing it. So what we'd love to do is introduce you to a few members of the incredible team that helped bring Fantasmic to life. So please give a round of applause for Larice Marier, our show producer. Matthew Campbell, our show director. And Tom Fazzana, our director of creative development.
You are all in the hot seat, so we have very difficult questions for you.
Very
so I hope you're ready. Very hard hitting questions. Before we get started, did we enjoy dinner tonight?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know we were going to eat. The one thing I'm worried about, I said, oh, I won't need to wear socks. Today I'll probably be from here up and nowhere seats.
No, yeah. Don't you just cross the ankles, it's fine, right?
Yes.
That's what Julian said.
Yes.
Cross the ankles.
Thank you for being here.
Wonderful. So the first question that we have for you all today, and Tom, we're going to start with you, is could you share with us more about your role and what you enjoy most about it? And we can start with you, I guess. So what do you enjoy most about your role, and what is it exactly that you do?
That's such a great question. I think I have the best job in the world. I think I've known some of you for a number of years, and some I'm meeting for the first time. So I'm the Director of Creative Development for Walt Disney World, and what that means is I get to work with these amazing people, and some of the most amazing people you see around the room, to come up with great ideas to make happen, to entertain our guests at Walt Disney World Parks. And a large part of my job is the development or redevelopment or the reimagination of a lot of our shows to stay relevant and current, but mostly be here for our guests while developing new audiences. And you know, I'm really dedicated to this because my role is creative development. It shows, I think I've seen a number of you at different shows we've brought back together, like Hoop-Dee-Doo, and it was so great seeing some of you at Epic, and you know, I really love this. And now with Larice and Matthew bringing back Fantasmic is so personal to me. And another piece of my role is the development of our cast, right? I am here to hear them, to help them, to bring out their best. Matthew Hamill is, but Matthew, I've known this 4 years now. Well, it's
three, just a little over three.
Well, it feels like four. So our job is to find this new talent and what they bring to us and grow that talent. So in short, that's, well, it wasn't really that short, but that's my role. And I love every minute of it.
Okay,
Matt,
we're gonna get to you.
Okay, so show director of Disney Live Entertainment, and with that, I get to work mostly and directly underneath Tom, as he develops things globally for Walt Disney World Parks here in Orlando. It gets handed to me to kind of then shepherd and take ownership of this vision that we collectively have for the entertainment of a particular park or a particular show, in this case, Fantasmic. And then work with a team of designers, the production staff as well, to bring it to life and to harbor and hone that vision to make sure that in everything that we're doing, we're telling the story that needs to be told. We're telling a story that people can understand and they can relate to, that they can see themselves in, which is a very important thing that we've wanted to bring to Fantasmic in this version and with the update that we've done recently. So, and that's the great thing about that, you know, he thinks he has the best job. I actually think I have the best job.
Well, let's see what Larice says.
Just like Tom gets to develop cast members, I get to work really closely with those designers, the technicians, the cast members, performers themselves, to develop the show, to put it on its feet, for them to take ownership of that creative and hold accountability to it, to make sure they deliver it to our guests the same way, day in and day out, night in and night out. And I love that. I love the rehearsal process, our technical process, developing it with all of these disciplines and seeing such brilliant talent across so many different organizations come together to create a masterpiece. That is what I get to do, and that's what I love.
And let's see if you
and
have
the best job. As the show producer, I get the project shortly, usually after Tom makes
hot
it
off
one. Hot off the press. And what I do is I actually take their vision, both Matthew and Tom's visions, and I make it a reality. I put the team together that is the designers and all of the production folks, and I partner with our internal partners, our engineering services, and everybody who is a piece of the project. I'm the logistics person, and as a right and left brain person, that's why I think I have the best job. But it's not quite as exciting as they make it sound. They make their sound, but it really, I love logistics. I'm the one who has to like make sure everybody sticks to a budget. I'm the one who has to make sure everybody stays on time and all of that. But I love what I do, and one of the main reasons is every day is different. So every day I come to work, anything can happen, and my brain is always going, which is always something that I love to do.
Reminds me a lot of the relationship that Walt had with Roy in the early years, right? Where the conversation and the partnership between creative and production, that was in their relationship. It's something that we still do to this day in our company. So.
I don't know, I think Allie and I have the greatest job in the world. I think we do, but sure.
Well, I will say, and it really does take a whole team, everyone working together, just like you mentioned with Walt Drew. So now I want to dive in a little bit into Fantasmic a bit more. So you've talked about your roles as a whole, and now we're talking about a show that has been at Disney's Hollywood Studios for 24 years, about to be 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you specifically talk about your involvement with bringing this show specifically and this reimagining and these new scenes to life? What was your involvement in that? And let's see, we'll start with Matthew for this
one. Oh, goodness. My involvement was really kind of fleshing out one of the most brilliant ideas I made that we've had to start with. Yes, that is kudos to my boss. He he definitely came up with a fantastic idea that he threw to the team to start to just gather around and figure out how to make it come to life. how to tell stories in a way that people can understand and relate to. But in addition to that, tell multiple stories that are involved in one overarching story. Because we start in Mickey's imagination with Fantasmic, right? He takes us into his world. And in that world, we get to experience and discover so many things. And so with this new scene specifically and the remount of the show, it was really fantastic to see how we could weave this new sequence, our Disney Heroes, into the global story of Fantasmic, and it works so perfectly between the narrative that was starting, given to us to kind of shape and make happen. It was, you know, one of the best parts of kind of making it happen.
Yeah, I mean, hooking on that, you know, I've been with the show for a very long time. In fact, who was I telling? I have a t-shirt from opening day that I was going to wear today because I was involved back then, right? But I couldn't get it on. I was like, what happened? It was, you know, so I was like,
Tom, the crop tops are in now.
They're, not for me, they're not. It's been so interesting to see the show where back then it was so amazing. And you know what? It's been so amazing all these years. And my involvement. I have so much passion for the show because it's one of our largest character shows with our Disney friends foremost front, telling great stories. And then to get the opportunity, so that's always been a passion of mine. And I was a show director like Matthew is, and I loved those years. I was a park show director of this park like Matthew is now, where you get to fall in love with your shows and your cast. So we got this great opportunity to become more relevant. That was the most beautiful thing that ever happened, was how do we take this amazing show, this time we've been given, and then to put in seamlessly a new storytelling for the next generation of our audiences and our old generation. How do we stay relevant? How do we approach our new Disney heroes? And I think that Matthew, Luis, and the team, and I just want to point out the back, is Katrina Mina-Rick. Is our content designer, which is everything you see on water screens, and such a great collaborator, and we love her, and her work is amazing. So this is what we do well together, is keep the love of this show, of this Disney show that's like nowhere else, right? And find ways to keep it relevant. And that's what my involvement was when we saw the opportunity, is to get a team together and decide what story can we tell now. And that's, I'm still in love with the show.
My involvement with this show specifically is actually similar to us going into Mickey's imagination. I go into their imagination.
That's scary.
I know. It can be a very scary place sometimes.
Right.
But also, in addition to the actual show itself, I was also working with our facilities partners to work on the infrastructure of the venue that was that had some major upgrades to it as well. So it is getting into their imagination, getting our teams together. And that's the thing, we have so many people on our teams. Everybody has great ideas. It's working with these folks to flesh out those ideas, letting everybody participate in such an amazing show, and also making sure that we can bring it to reality, from an idea to a reality. And it's such a journey from design. From design, you go into fabrication. You've got to fabricate things. Then we go into rehearsals. It is a very long process, and it's taken us about 2 years to get to today.
I have in my journal the this personal journal, June 28th, 2020 was the first day of.
No, it wasn't. There was one before that.
One week. Okay,
maybe 20, two.
He was a little late, right?
He was busy. Yeah.
But it's been a journey, to answer your question. It's been an amazing journey. And we're all on it together.
Yes. Yep.
And you included, right?
Yes.
Right.
This is where we
this
get to share it with you.
We're
and that's the best
you.
Part.
Yes.
I find it very interesting. A lot of times our guests and media always says, why does it take so long? Why does it take so long? Why can't they, you know, pump things out like, you know, other people down the street? And it's hearing you all literally speak to
Waffle
the
House?
Waffle
yes.
House.
Yes.
They have to serve up the waffles fast.
It's true. But it's just hearing you all talk about going from design to fabrication, and I will say, I cannot wait for you all to see the lighting tonight.
It's
that
amazing.
Alone,
that
in itself, I was just in awe, and just to think about how that team has to make sure that all the lights just work with what you all have, it's incredible.
Yeah, part of our infrastructure work was we did get we added lasers to the venue, a whole new lighting. So even though what you've seen from a content perspective is a lot of it's the same, it looks completely different, and you will experience it in a totally different way. Jaws open. It is
incredible.
It is
how many have seen Fantasmic before? Because now, you know, connect the dots about what you'll remember and hopefully love more.
Yeah. Well, you should have heard Raybon and I last night
experiencing
for the first
time. We're like 10,000 people away. I'm like, they're just screaming.
You totally said immediately.
Yes.
And there's no way that we could have held it in because of the incredible job that everyone has done, you know, from the text to our performers to costuming. I made sure we spoke to our costumers because they look beautiful. All of the costumes.
Yeah.
And the
jewels. Don't give anything away.
I know, but they are beautiful. So make sure you look out for that. So I have to ask you all, I already shared that the lighting in itself is one of my favorite parts. What has been your favorite part of the show, and what's your favorite part about something that's returning? We'll start with you.
Okay, returning, Mickey, Sorcerer Mickey, Arrival.
Ooh,
it is like, it is the best.
It's
like, if you were just kind of sitting there, you would jump out of your seat and go, and just get super giddy. From the new section, I do have to say, I love every single section. There's a great story behind it. It's stunning, it's beautiful. If I do have a personal favorite, it's truly because, from a personal, I'm going to get a little personal for a moment. I had, my hero was my grandmother. And so Moana has a very special place in my heart. And again, it is totally personal. It is, I love every single section.
Yep.
But there is a portion of it where she speaks to her grandmother through water. And it gets me every time. So,
the way Allie grabbed my arm yesterday, I was so sore. Yeah. And Tom, what about you, Fred?
My favorite part is Welcome to Fantasmic.
Yes.
Yes. I love that moment. I love that moment because of long history, right? We've all have a history with the show in some way. I love that moment when it starts. So that's it. And then this is honest. I love the whole show. One part of my job is to be in love with the show. I love watching the exit of our guests. Okay, so last night was our cast, right? That was incredibly special. Like, you could just see it on their faces, just joy.
All the energy,
And then I can't wait to see all of you, you know? That's how we know we have tucked the heart, made an adventure, showed how we could be relevant, showed how we can all be heroes, show about our self-worth. And when we see it on the audience face, that's my favorite part.
It's the most rewarding part, right?
Yeah, it's so rewarding.
What about you, Matt?
You didn't answer the new section question.
Yeah. I skirted the question. Thank you for pointing it out. I'm sticking to my answer.
It's a tough question, and because of that, you know, he might have skirted one. I'm going to add one. I'll give you three. Because, you know, that's what we do. We break the rules sometimes. As far as the legacy portion of the show, Steamboat Mickey up there with such a collection of amazing stories and the characters who tell those stories. There's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it. And I won't give anything away, but there is definitely a moment where we see the connection from who started it all to what it has become, which is just a beautiful thing. For the new section, I really do love the whole thing. Each and every single story beat, and each and every story that we tell is so important for the overall narrative of A Disney Girl. And what that means to you and I, and how we can relate to them, and find our heroism within ourselves. So it takes a little bit of everything. It takes, you know, Pocahontas laying the groundwork. It takes Mulan trying to do something she doesn't think she's capable of. It takes Aladdin always wondering if he's going to be seen one way versus the way that he really is. It takes Elsa discovering finally what is at the depths and the core of who she is as a human being, and then bringing it home with somebody like Mulan, who is then taking that journey and the things that she has learned from her family in the past to the future. And I think that's where my third answer comes in. I have loved the most putting the pieces together. Because for me, I think when you touch a show like Fantasmic that has such rich legacy and fandom to it, it can get really tricky. People fall in love with it, and they don't want it to change because it's got some nostalgia to them. And I think what the team has done is they have found that line of being able to honor the past while still courageously adventuring towards who we are becoming.
And the team did such a great job at doing that very thing. Does anyone in here ever have a moment where you find yourself like reciting something from Disney over and over? I think for me, one of my favorite parts is when Maleficent comes out and she goes, "Now you will deal with me."
Yeah.
And all the time. I dropped something, I'm always like, oh no!
How many times whenever we're doing something and we look at each other and we'll be like, what are we gonna do? And we go, we're about to find out.
And that show has that, so we love it all. We really do.
And now we will do it.
It's so great. It's so good.
That's the voices that keep me awake at night.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have one more question for you all to kind of round this out. Can you share what you're most excited about for our guests to experience and to take away from the show? And we've talked a little bit about it, but just to round it out, let's see, Larice, we'll start with you.
What I'm most excited is the fact, I kind of mentioned it before, it feels like a new show that's familiar.
Yeah.
And the fact, the excitement that we have for everyone to experience that again is quite overwhelming, because we got a little taste of it last night of finally putting it in front of an audience, that we felt it. And we live off of your excitement. And I am so looking forward to just seeing more people see it. And we put a lot of really, really long hours and hard work, and there's a team of probably what, maybe 300 people
truly
that have put all of this together from start to rehearsals. That is our excitement, and we are doing it to finally share it with you all. So that's where I'm excited.
I'm most excited for people to see themselves in it. I think that I'd like to hear about it too. Like, we have these little talkbacks and they're so great, but you know, if you feel something right about it, tell us and let us know how this section made you feel. And I look forward to hearing about that. I want to hear from our guests.
Yeah, I'm gonna hook on that because I will say the biggest thing I'm hoping everyone takes away is they find a way to relate to the show in a new way. Whether it be the characters that we've put forth in the new section, or whether it's from the old portion of the show that they have seen in a new light now. I think there is, you know, a way for each and every one of our guests to relate to this story overall. And I think that is the excitement I'm really looking forward to seeing as well. Yeah.
It is going to be absolutely incredible. What I love most, and with Ali and I both being able to share, you know, our love for entertainment and theater here in the parks, is our continuity between all the entertainment performances that we have throughout the parks. But something that I wanted to mention, and you kind of brought this up, in Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair, the song speaks to the magic feels like home. Mm-hmm. And the magic of the show definitely feels like home. Being in that audience and hearing the crowd and everyone chant and start the wave, it felt like home. Yeah. You know, seeing people with their glow sticks or their cell phone.
Hearing
the pre-show music.
The songs that
it felt like home and the magic of it. So job well done. Congratulations to you all. We want to open the floor up for just a couple minutes. We have exactly 5 minutes. If anyone has any questions for our talented panel up here, yes?
you know, projection mapping is such a thing now in all Disney parks around the world. And y'all went with lasers. Lasers are cool. Why lasers versus projection mapping?
It's a great question. I think we all have a different answer, but so there's a vision with there's a theatrical arc and a strategy about, I think, show business that, you know, we have to really consider. You know, I really love projection mapping, and I also love what we do with it. And then I also think there's a way to refresh your palate as a guest experiencing many things. And I truly believe in regular, sometimes theatrical lighting reinvented becomes, because, you know, the stage is so massive, with the delicate balance of incandescent light, you're able to create moments that are small and intimate and then push out from them. And I think that's, as a team, we talked about why we're doing it with the show, you know, and that theatricality, and also to differentiate against our other nighttime spectaculars, is very important to the development of Walt Disney World. Matthew, yeah. Is there anything?
Yeah, I agree. And actually, I also kind of add to that it gives us a lot more flexibility, believe it or not, to be able to utilize projections on water screens with a live performer, whereas you do that with projection mapping, well, now the performer is in the way of what's being projected, and you almost don't have enough versatility in that. And we've got such a breadth of versatility. And the interesting thing, I love the fact you said lasers are cool. You know, because we all think about lasers in a unique way. We remember seeing them, you know, that pew, pew, pew stuff. We're utilizing them in a bit more of an artistic texture way. I think that there will be times you're seeing a laser and you don't even realize you're seeing it.
Yeah. I was thinking that last night.
It will feel like a light sometimes.
Yeah. Or a projection.
Or a projection.
It's one of our upgrades. We don't have the lasers that were there before. That it feels new. Yes. The technology is amazing. Also, what those projectors or the laser projectors themselves can do. Again, you will not even realize that there are lasers, even though we added them.
So you talked about visual effects. Can we talk audio for a second? Outside of the new sequence, has anything changed to the soundtrack? And more important, when will the new soundtrack be available on Spotify?
Well, we were going to sing it for you tonight after this chat.
Yes, I warmed up.
She did.
So, yeah, the soundtrack is, the new section is fully orchestrated, yeah. And Ben Stelflick was our musical director, and he's amazing, and his team is amazing, because we wanted to have a seamless show. And it was very important to stylistically match the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything. And then it became even more, I love that you're asking this technical question, because you know that theater is so large.
Yeah.
So with the technical advances of this show, we're able to pan and get much more specific with the orchestrations, sound effects, and new things that are added to the show that you will hear for the very first time tonight. So we and Matthew went to Nashville with Ben to create this orchestration with an orchestra, so it's seamless. We needed that as a show. And then we added layers that were built into what Larice was talking about earlier about the new technology, so that this entire span of audience can hear the same thing at the same time with a layered quality. And it was a great question.
Yeah, and audio.
Are you an audiologist? What are you?
I'm a technologist, so yes, it's part of it. I wonder how it all ties together.
And audio was another one of the technologies that we did upgrade as well. Got it. So it's not just lighting and lasers.
There was. You're the moderator.
I was going to say right now.
Your job.
Okay.
Yeah. When all of you started working on the update to Fantasmic, did you take a look at what the other versions of the show had done, storytelling wise, technology wise? Did you take that into account, or did you just look at a clean slate and go from there?
These are great questions. Part of our job, you know, and my job in particular, is to make sure I'm current and up to date with not only Walt Disney's World's work, but work in general. what's happening in Las Vegas, what's happening in regional theaters. And right at the back there, too, is whispering to each other right now, are two of our people who keep us up to date in our department. There's Sean and Joey. You didn't know you're on, but their job is to also show us what's new and what's happening, right? So we need to, like I said with the strategy earlier, is to differentiate. We also need to know what everyone's doing so that we can differentiate, but also have the same awareness of each other and play into each other's strengths and help everybody. And then our job then is to make something different. And that's where the clean slate idea comes in. So for me, it's kind of like all three. Yes, it's a clean slate. We have an awareness of what's happening at our other sites, and then we have a greater awareness of what's happening in the world, and we take all those learnings and we relearn together, really. Anyone else?
That's a great incredible. Way.
I know it is time to conclude. I feel like we could all speak to them all day long, but we want to make sure you all have an opportunity to go out into the amphitheater and get set up and ready for this incredible show. So thank you all very much for taking time out of your evening and eating and enjoying our incredible panelists. Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah, what a great wrap-up.
Thank you all so much. Enjoy. Thanks for sharing our stories. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
You just have vivid imagination to create magical imagery for all to enjoy. Nothing is more wonderful than the imagination. For in a moment, you can experience a beautiful fantasy or an exciting adventure. But beware. Nothing is more powerful than the imagination, for it can also expand your greatest fears into an overwhelming nightmare. Are the powers of Mickey's incredible imagination strong enough and bright enough to withstand the evil forces that invade Mickey's dream? You are about to find out. For we now invite you to join Mickey and experience Fantasmic. A journey beyond.
introducing the most comprehensive protection in travel, AirCover. Always included and always free. Only on Airbnb.
Hundreds of people have experienced Bucks County's hottest new pain solution and achieved life-changing relief from chronic back, knee, hip, and shoulder pain. And this fall, we're doing something completely crazy to make you our next success story. Between now and Thanksgiving, we're giving away $10,000 of free treatment. $10,000 to help active people in the Philly area fix their toughest pains. So if you're in Bucks County and you're struggling to find answers to a frustrating pain, whether it's in your back, knee, hip, foot, ankle, elbow, or shoulder, I want to help you get your piece of this $10,000 pie so that you can finally experience the different approach you've been missing and conquer your pain once and for all. Now first, if you haven't heard of Next Level, we specialize in one thing, helping athletes and active adults eliminate pain from the deepest root, even if solutions like PT, chiro, sports med, or injections have failed. And over the past 9 to 10 months, we've taken Bucks County by storm. In less than a year, we've already been awarded best PT clinic in the area. We've helped hundreds of people achieve breakthrough relief, including some of Philly area's top professional athletes. And we want to make it as easy as possible for you to be next. So if you're in pain, here's how this crazy $10,000 giveaway works. I have 50 of these gift cards that we're giving away. Each one covers $200 worth of treatment. There's no strings attached. All you have to do to claim one is click the link somewhere around this video, tell us where to send the gift card, and book a call to get your first session set up. The only catch is that we can only give away 50 of these. So if you're serious, act fast, because once these 50 are gone, I'm not sure we're ever gonna do anything like this again. Now listen, ultimately, we're doing this right now because we understand how hard it can be to take the first step, to trust someone with your health, especially if you've had other treatments fail you in the past. I want to remove any resistance to you getting the help that you need. And I'm so confident in what we do that I know when you come use this $200 with us, you're going to know why this place is called Next Level, and you're going to want to continue working with us. So come on, you literally have nothing to lose. The world-class solution you've been waiting for is right in your backyard. And if you're ready for a different approach, the time to take action is now. Make sure to get your gift card before they're all gone, and I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. What's going on? I could use a little help. Hello?
Have a family, you kind of look at your professional dreams through that lens. No one wants to change jobs just to be where you're at now. You want to take that step up. ZipRecruiter put me in front of the people that I wanted to get in front of and made it very easy. I felt like there was someone literally watching my resume and letting me know, hey, this is actually working. I get to work from home 3 days a week. It was the job that I deserved but didn't think was out there.
What job will ZipRecruiter help you discover? Find out at ZipRecruiter.com.
Here goes, hit it from my head, and once we have landed, all I gotta do is jump! I am the daughter of the village chief.
Black card, I'll get a post-workout glow like that guy.
Everybody knows that you need to glow.
And I get a free Amazon Halo to track my fitness and sleep.
Get the PF Black card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get a free Amazon Halo view. Ends November 15th.
With a scream of fright. And a bolt of light.
Imagine this!
Yes.
After a long week of telling people how Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. He's a natural. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Imagination.
powerful. Well, this is my dream.
Thank you. that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in